For newcomers and the rest of us, welcome to January. We're just starting to come out of that, I guess. People in other cities are throwing on summer dresses and cut-off shorts, but there's still plenty of waterproof layers in Seattle. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's the hiking. Maybe it's our collective psyche. Is Seattle a fashionable city? Here to discuss are Andrew Hoagie, style and society writer for Seattle Magazine. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Clara Berg, a clothing and textile specialist at Mohai. Hi, Clara.
Hi.
And Dana Landon, photographer behind the street fashion blog, It's My Darlin'.
Hey.
I have yet to see myself on that blog. I'm sure that's probably just an error. But
I'm sure
we'll get that going as we can.
Yeah.
Let's talk clothes first. Will you describe, because I'm terrible at describing clothes, would you let our listeners know what you're wearing? Andrew.
I'm wearing a charcoal fitted suit with a blue shirt and a patterned tie.
I am
Dana.
Wearing a mustard colored coverall.
Mm-hmm.
Denim.
Denim coverall. And Clara.
I'm wearing a patterned dress that was made in the Seattle area by a company called Boho Republic.
Now that listeners can picture you, is Seattle a fashionable city, Andrew?
Yes, I would say we are. I know there's been a lot of debate over this, but I would say we're definitely a fashionable city. The fashion here, in my opinion, definitely exists in silos. I think you can go from Capitol Hill to downtown to South Lake Union and see lots of different personal style.
Fashionable city in silos, here and there. Clara?
I think that it sort of depends on how you define fashion. I think that you can be kind of dismissive of how casual we are, but there's actually a lot of interesting history of casual wear in Seattle and why we're so casual and different companies that made casual wear. And sort of nationally, casual wear had a big influence on how we dress, is that the whole country has gotten more casual. You know, you can make a debate about whether that's a good thing or not, but it is a fashion phenomenon.
So we could be style innovators from that point of view.
You could,
if everybody's let themselves go.
You could make that argument.
What about you, Dana? Is Seattle, would you call it a fashionable city? You're talking with someone in a different city, and you're honest with that person. They're your friend, and they say, is Seattle a fashionable city, Dana?
I definitely find stylish people when I'm out looking around for photos. I find that we're a lot more functional than other cities because we need to be. It rains. It's hilly. You have to be able to be comfortable and be prepared for all different kinds of weather, hiking up a hill. But other than that, yeah, I find people all the time when I'm out looking for photos. And people here just make an effort to make sense of their outfit a little more than other places. Some places might not be as comfortable as we are or be prepared for things like we are. But yeah. I think so.
Well, let's see what we're talking about when we're talking fashion. Earlier this year, we had the actor Alan Cumming on the show, and he said there are no rules. Socks and sandals, though, again, not too far. Could Seattle be too casual for you?
No. I actually have no judgment about what people want to wear. I like some things better than others. I have my own sense of style, but I think
sweatpants outside the house.
Oh, for God's sakes, of course.
Of course, sweatpants outside the house. Crocs, socks and sandals. Does anyone agree with that? Do you think whatever, there are no rules, or does anyone want to admit to being judgmental, to saying to Seattle, no, you can do better than this, Seattle. Put your clothes on.
I think that people are allowed to be. I think that you can have the right to be opinionated about what other people wear. But I do think I sort of agree with Alan Cumming with this that. The purpose of fashion is to feel like your best self. And so if you feel like your best self in socks and sandals, I myself may judge you a little internally. I'll try to not articulate that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel like your best self in socks and sandals, well, go ahead and do it.
That's interesting because you could be in sweats because you've just given up. As I think Jerry Seinfeld said, something like that. Or you could feel like, that's a good way to put it, I'm my best self. What do you think, Andrew? Are there rules?
Clara, I would say that there's something really beautiful about using fashion as an opportunity for self-expression and feeling confident. I don't think, especially in Seattle, that we need to judge anybody. And I certainly think there are opportunities for Seattle to up the ante a little bit. It's happening right now. But if you're comfortable in what you're wearing, that's great, but there's so many opportunities to use fashion as an art form as well.
But you're, Dana, are you not bothered when you see people go out to a show in schlubby clothes, for example?
Definitely not. I like that we live somewhere where you have the choice. You can get dressed up or you cannot get dressed up. No one's really judging here. And when someone does dress up, it stands out that much more. When I see someone on the street that really stands out to me, that's put together an unexpected combination that I wouldn't otherwise put together myself or wouldn't have thought of before, that's why I take their picture. That's my bread and butter. So I love when people do that, and they're just expressing themselves through the way that they dress. I think that's great.
Okay, but when you're, Clara, when you're judging internally and being too polite to express it, will you express it now? What are you thinking inside?
Well,
I'm saying it's okay to say it.
Well, I would say, similar to kind of what Andrew said, is that I think there are people who, I think one thing I'm judgmental of is that I think there are some Seattleites who think that they, because they refrain from fashion, that's somehow kind of a holier than thou, that they don't buy into this shallow world of fashion.
Right.
And so that attitude I sort of have a problem with. I think if they are judging people for dressing up because they think that that's shallow, that that's off base. That really, they should, if they're happy wearing what they're wearing, that's great. But they should also be supporting people who want to express themselves with clothes. And it's not shallow. There's actually a lot that's really interesting about clothing history and why people wear what they wear. It's a really amazing story.
Okay, I want to hear about that. Just on the question of judgment, how would we know whether that dress downer is dressing down in a holier thou judgmental way or being their best self?
I guess you'd have to talk to them.
Yeah.
That would be very un-Seattle to start a conversation out of nowhere.
Josh on Facebook says, fashion implies that there is a popular trend, but can 40 years of Birkenstocks with socks and overpriced Patagonia jackets be trendy? I think not, says Josh. Seattle has to be the worst dressed city in the U.S. Even PDX, which of course is Portland, perfected the logger dandy look. Not Seattle.
Ooh, well, I would disagree with that for sure. I think that from what I've seen, especially in the last 5 years, Seattle has definitely upped the ante. There are so many innovative fashion designers and textile makers and stylists really putting Seattle fashion on the map. I even think that technology plays a huge part in the story. You have Amazon Echo Look giving style advice over the web. You have.
Will you explain that? This is, yeah. How does that work?
Absolutely. So basically, you put a camera in your room. It takes a picture of your outfit, and I can't remember what phase they're in, but stylists and eventually an algorithm, they'll tell you if that is a good look or not.
And how much do you like the stylist at Amazon?
Well,
because
I haven't
personally
tried it, but I do think it's very innovative. Okay. And you have technology infused in fashion all over Seattle. For example, Buki Brand does amazing work with
What's Buki Brand?
Buki Brand is a brand by Jairo Rodolfo, who used to work at Tommy Bahama, and he has come up with this incredible textile that is breathable. It doesn't wrinkle. It controls heat. But it's made in Oxford shirts and sweaters and fitted pants. And it's totally something that Seattleites would enjoy because it's comfortable and it's conditioned to different types of climates and weather, but it is also very stylish.
Clara, you are, as I said, a clothing and textile specialist at MOHI. The H is for history. You said there's a history of Seattle being fashion forward?
Yes. Well, I think much like contemporary Seattle fashion wear, once you start looking for it, you find it everywhere. Looking into the history of fashion in Seattle, I found so many people who, that there was real interest and excitement, and that there was also an era where fashion was seen as sort of a mark that a city was sophisticated and had kind of come into its own. And so there was a real hunger among a segment of Seattle's population to sort of prove that they were well-connected and to purchase things that were coming from far away. So there's figures like Helen Igo, who ran a store in Seattle and as early as 1907 was making buying trips to Paris from Seattle, which if you think about in 1907 and the 19-teens, that involved, you know, a train trip across the country, a steamship across the ocean, and she would sometimes do that more than once a year, and had clients back in Seattle who were hungry for the stuff that she would bring back, the information she would bring back. She's just one of many. There's stores that were importing things. There's sort of stylists and figures that we're bringing amazing things from New York and from around the country and dressing Seattle women and Seattle men. So I could go on and on, but there's actually a lot of interesting stories about how early fashion was available in the Seattle area.
We've got it in us. It's in our historical DNA. Let's get to some tips for summer. Dana, is there something that Seattleites should stop wearing immediately? Knock it off.
I'm a horrible person to ask about this because I really don't have any rules.
Okay.
I will say my only rule is to just dress for yourself. That's where you're going to find the best result.
So no don'ts from you. Any do's, any summer 2018 Seattle, get hip to this.
Let's get color and patterns back. We've been doing minimal.
What happened to color and pattern?
Everyone's been doing this minimalism thing, which has been beautiful, and a lot of stuff has come out of that I have liked. But I'm ready for color, as you can see, and I love when I see people in patterns and color. I think summer is the perfect time to bring that stuff out. But no rules. Just dress for yourself. I think that's the most important thing.
See, I wonder whether the minimalists were being judgy, holier than thou, about colors and patterns.
There you go.
Now
there's
I'm wondering.
People.
Andrew, any don'ts, Seattle, please stop wearing X.
So I always like to talk about personal dressing, like going to the gym, and I don't know anything about that, but I do know that you have to start small, and you can work towards it, right? So I always think that thinking about fit and how clothing fits on your body and complements your body or doesn't is really, really important and can be a foundation to your sense of style.
Does that mean always wear close-fitting or not necessarily?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think that there's something to be said for a well-tailored suit or a beautiful cocktail dress or gown, but thinking about how what proportions are like on your body. All of us are made different, and I think that's the beautiful part of dressing well and dressing to complement your personal style is it really comes alive when you think about how it goes on your body.
Okay, that's good. We mentioned colors and patterns that Dana said. Any do's or please stops?
I would say let's think a little bit more about color. I love that.
What color? Just tell me what to do.
Oh my goodness. You know, if we don't want to like shock anybody, right? So I would say tone-on-tone dressing is really big this season.
Tone-on-tone is?
Like similar colors. So you can wear a beautiful navy pant with a light blue shirt, or maybe even colors in the tans and the whites, maybe even a little bit more color than that. Sorry. but, you know, you're starting small. So I would say tone-on-tone dressing is really, really big. It's really fresh and really easy to just go into your closet and say, you know what, I want to wear something with a similar color. You don't have to think about all the different combinations.
Okay.
At least not at first.
Okay. Clara, anything you're begging us to stop wearing outside our house?
Stop wearing. Well, I would say that if you are looking into your closet and you feel sad when you're putting your clothes on and you're kind of, there's a quote, I'm probably misquoting it, but I think there was Tim Gunn once said that your clothes should fill your heart with joy. And so that I feel like one thing with the Seattle snobbishness of, oh, I'm too good for fashion, is thinking that that it's materialistic to care about your clothes.
Right.
I'm someone who, for my job, I care for a collection of historic clothes and try to do everything I can to keep them in good condition. Care about your clothes. You should open your closet and it should make you excited to. So if you're.
It doesn't make me superficial.
So yeah, it doesn't make you superficial. So if you're looking at your upcoming summer wardrobe and you feel sad, then don't wear it and find something else.
Oh, that's an errand.
Well,
now I got to do a thing,
but I'll be worth it.
But you have to get dressed every day, right?
Right.
So you might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right. It's sad that I think of that as an errand.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you love, Clara?
Well, I'm definitely going to second the color and pattern because there's a historical basis for that. We have some items in the Mohai collection from the 50s and 60s that were casual clothes made in the Seattle area. And we really specialized in cotton prints because that was something that was easy to wash. It was sort of for weekend wear. And so there's definitely a historical precedent for fun, interesting patterns and colors.
All right. In the summer, my wife wants me to wear tiny socks that you can't see, and they pop off my heel and scrunch up in my shoes. So I'm thinking I go with giant tube socks and sandals.
You know what? Live your life.
As long as they're colorful. Yeah.
New trend.
This has been fun. Dana Landon of the Street Fashion Blog, It's My Darling. I'll be there any day.
Yes,
thank you for coming.
I'm on the lookout for you.
Andrew Hoagie, Seattle Magazine, and Clara Berg, clothing and textile specialist at the Museum of History and Industry. Thank you both.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you all. And thanks for tuning into The Record on listener-supported KUOW Seattle. Enjoy the summer.